in Los Angeles, California. A very special Harmontown is now in session. Won't you, one and all, please welcome to the stage the mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon. Dan has foamed his beer.
All right, sorry about that. Well, this should be a real, as usually promised, we really got to keep this thing moving on Ruby Rails, Jeff.
I mean, for the podcast listener, there is a dais, there are four chairs, which bodes well, and there is what can only be described as a Stanley Cup full of vodka. And two bottles.
Yeah. Well, this is Alliance member level. All right. Thank you, Kettle One.
Dan Harmon, a new member of what for me unknown Alliance Club for Kettle One Vodka, the real cirrhosis club.
All right, we gotta pack 90 minutes of excitement into 45, and we got three guests, Jeff.
Okay, now, Dan, we started. It's 8:13. We started at 8:12. Do I have to stop at?
Is it 45 from 8:12?
45 from now. From yeah.
I don't know.
Let's just call it fucking 9. We're going to be done with Harmontown. Then we get into the next stuff.
I don't know.
All right.
I've never been on stage at Largo.
If something really funny happens in 5 seconds, we're going to end the show. Yeah. Well, I'll go to the Roger Room and get fucked up on Fernet Branca.
Largo has a rich history. The legendary Flanagan runs this place.
The lovely Flanagan. Thank you, Flanagan, for having us. Flanny to his friends.
He got Jack Black hooked on heroin here.
Yeah. He killed Graham Parsons.
He killed.
A lot of people don't know that he actually murdered Graham Parsons.
Andy Kindler's balls were hit with a hammer by
Andy
Amy Mann over in the corner. I don't know. Largo people.
It's a rich tapestry of history.
Largo people. we're honored to be here, and we're going to show you some Rick and Morty stuff later. All right, so
Dan, I'm worried. I'm worried that because you're seated with a giant flagon of vodka right now, that you won't be as dynamic as you normally are at Meltdown Comics when you stand up and you treat the people.
No, it's fine. What good does expressing the worry do? What are you gonna? What? How? Is that a hot air balloon?
No,
just like
no.
The fire will make me go higher.
It's a challenge. I'm saying if you're gonna be seated, fucking bring the thunder.
I'm bringing it. Name a topic. I heard socks. I got these socks. They don't match. Okay. What else? I heard firemen. What takes them so long?
Racism.
Racism?
Yes.
What's with black people? Why are they so bad? Shit.
See, if you were standing, you would have been more racist.
The intention was to come down against racism, not a race. Sorry, black people. Again. All right, so I think we need to bring up our first guest right away.
We have a fucking surfeit of celebrity guests.
There's too much to do. There's too much to do.
There's no time to fucking dick about.
What have you been up to? I've gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
There's two thresholds I cross when I gain a certain amount of weight. In ascending order of disturbance, the first is back pain because I'm like walking for two, like actually just like notice at a certain point that my back hurts, and then I think back and go, oh, was I carrying something? Yes, I was, but not with my arms.
The second thing
is a little thing called sleep apnea. For those of you in the audience who are familiar with this, this is when you get so fat that when you're asleep.
How fat are you?
When you're asleep, sometimes your body forgets you're supposed to be alive. That's sleep apnea. Your body forgets to breathe. You wake up going, because you're that fat.
Have you been fatter than right now? Have you been fatter?
Ask an objective observer. I mean, is Pluto fatter than Mercury? You're not going to get a definitive answer from anyone other than Earth.
I'm saying, I mean, Have you weighed more than you currently weigh?
I don't weigh myself. That's I don't truck with that. That's
have you looked in the mirror and been less or more disappointed than you are right now?
Mirrors play tricks. I saw some
Funhouse mirrors play tricks.
I saw some Communicon photos that were a bummer. I was like, is that Dan Aykroyd at the Madame Tussauds Museum? Like what? Is that a planet of hair? Is that like a I do a bit in the community writers room where I have two characters named Sam and Diane that I do. They're on opposite sides of my gut, and I go, "Where are you, Sam? Diane, I can't find you." Okay, let's bring out our first guest. He's my partner. This is a cleverly disguised advertisement for our show, Rick and Morty. Our first guest is co-creator of Rick and Morty, Justin Roiland. Hi, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
You know, I just want to say I think you look as svelte as ever.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
I don't know about all this talk about being overweight. You look beautiful.
Thanks, Justin.
And after the show, I got a bag of Doritos waiting for you with your name on it.
Oh, he's like the Colonel and I'm Elvis. He's hooking me.
I'm like an enabler.
He keeps me going with riboflavin.
He's like Flanagan to Graham Parsons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Murdered Graham Parsons, you guys.
Hey, listen, it's an honor to be here. And boy, oh boy, do we have something really special in store for all of you tonight.
Justin has a thing he was talking about backstage. Now, you're a guy who on any given day, you'll talk about Skull Island with the gold and the reserves and the...
Talk about the fucking Woodrow Wilson, Federal Reserve, fucking Jekyll Island.
You're sort of a doomsday prepper. You're kind of a...
I mean, listen, a show of hands. I can't see you because the lights are bright. But a show of hands. How many people think this country is just going right down into the poopy hole? Can I get a show of hands?
Well, nobody's going to...
Anybody?
Who's gonna? You think Captain America's here?
Raising their hands.
Like one guy is gonna be like two sparklers, and no one profits from saying that America's doing great. That was the 40s.
But you know,
the only way to earn a dollar right now is to say we're fucked. That's the only thing that anyone's buying.
We're really fucked, ladies and gentlemen. And if you just put a dollar on the edge of the stage there.
But you, specifically, you think that we're fucked for a really specific Art Bell kind of reason.
Well, here's the thing. We do know that the Earth is being polluted. We do know that we as a human race, we've crossed a threshold in technology that is causing just chaos. I mean, we're all glued to these fucking little tablet screens and everything. And we probably think, hey, this is good for us. This is great and wonderful.
Seems healthy.
But what you don't realize is that for the last century... The gray, almond-eyed aliens have been living among us. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to fucking be a, you know, I'm dead serious. I believe this to be true. And I know that they've been here.
You're still being funny.
Look, you can laugh with me or at me.
But you have to laugh.
But I'd prefer you laugh at me if you don't believe it. Because it's true. And they are here to enslave the human race and take the planet Earth from us. And they're going to come here and they're going to say, oh, we want to fix it all for you. You're polluting it and you're doing this and that and the other thing. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're the gray-eyed, almond-shaped eye aliens. And we're here and we're going to go ahead and fix it all for you. We're going to get rid of the nuclear bombs. We're going to get rid of all the shit China's doing and polluting the waters and all that shit.
So they're going to come to Earth and they're going to say, we're here to help you with China.
Exactly. But...
And China's going to go, you have almond eyes! How can you do this?
Same team.
Your eyes are shaped like beautiful almonds.
And the almond farmers especially are going to be upset about this. But the fact remains, don't trust these fucking aliens. They're coming to enslave us, to take over the planet, and to harvest the resources of Earth. And questions, please? Should we introduce
our... One question we bring out our panel of questioners.
Our esteemed panel.
Those resources are in order.
Yes.
Water, gold, I don't know. All right, you know what?
Let's bring out water, dirt. Let's bring out... got a lot of dirt here.
Let's bring out some professional
oxygen.
People who play.
Isn't it hydrogen they want? Like that makes fuel.
Listen, man, this planet is very rare. I mean, ask your local scientist at the scientist center. How many other Earths have they found yet that fit the description?
How many scientist centers have you found?
You're right.
My favorite thing is that you brought out your phone because when you were going to warn people about the alien invasion, there's some shit you might forget. It's not that important yet. Soylent Green is...
Listen,
hold on a second. Soylent Green is people!
I had to come prepared. I am doing this for you.
Evernote.
I had to make sure I didn't forget any of the most important things that have to do with my message that I'm delivering to you people, and I hope you spread it after tonight.
Well, I have a surprise for you because we have a bona fide global level journalist here from The Daily Show, Mr. John Oliver. He's a professional. He's a professional.
Wow. Wow. You know how to sell your show. You have to get on The Tonight Show before Leno leaves to promote Rick and Morty. I don't want to talk about it, Jay. What's the point? We're all working for aliens. You're all living a lie. Yeah, I'll stay after the break, sure, yeah.
John, do you have any questions about...
I have so many questions.
Go ahead, try.
Just but they're
try
not so to... much about aliens as the source of which this information is coming from. What's happening in your head?
The truth is happening in my head.
You sound like Rand Paul's more extreme brother.
Listen, I have a direct connection to the others. They are a very far-off race that is sending me telepathic messages and letting me know that I must communicate to humanity.
Well, then you're the threat.
What?
Well, just because someone has almond eyes, I'm more scared of the guy with a mental connection to an other.
You know, you want to be scared of people with mental connections, then...
I can't wait to hear where this sentence is going. I cannot wait.
Eat Skittles.
I just want to enjoy the moment of that sentence hanging in the air. Now finish it.
I don't have any...
I'm sorry.
Ask me a question. Go ahead. Try to fucking...
Justin, what's your big fear when the almond-eyed...
aliens?
Yeah, aliens come. What's the first thing that they're going to affect?
My biggest fear is that, you know, well... They're going to come down, and they're going to say, all right, y'all, here's the deal. We're a bunch of almond-eyed aliens, and y'all are real scared of us, but hold on to your seatbelts, because we're here to get rid of all the trouble, right?
And they sound nice.
I know, right? They have a southern accent, and yeah. And then, you know, what's really going to happen is they're going to start to... Well, what they've been doing for the last... century.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry. Did I skip too far ahead?
They've been...
For the last century...
The almond-eyed aliens have been here for a century?
Yeah, they've been here for a century, and what they've been doing is they've been abducting humans, and then they've been fucking, like, interbreeding and shit and causing this... Because the problem is they can't survive in our atmosphere. They can't. They can't survive in our atmosphere, and the reason why is because they're fucking alien with almond eyes. They don't survive in this atmosphere.
Of course.
So what do they do?
Justin, what do they do?
They Justin. Live underwater in spaceships. They live underground.
Naturally.
Go ahead.
Justin, what is your beef with almond-shaped eyes? Also, what is the advantage for the aliens to have almond-shaped eyes? What edge does that give them?
Well, you got me there. You got me there. I'm not even going to try to have an answer for you on that one. Wait a
there,
minute.
In their Evolution. Galaxy, there was like, you know, there was a million years ago, there was a huge, like, race war between aliens with saucer-shaped eyes and aliens had a Knight Rider slit across their face.
Yes, thank you.
It's not just about answers. You're posing questions. Or you're at least inflecting up at the end of a sentence.
I have another surprise for you, Justin.
I'm trying to ease these people into
well,
the reality.
Well, you did not do that.
No,
in no sense did you ease anyone into anything. You came in hot.
You created chaos.
There was no sense of, I got a couple of anecdotes, and then it was, you came in shouting at traffic.
Listen, you know, you want to believe what you want to believe. That's fine. But I'm telling you right now, they are here. They've been doing all this crazy shit.
What's your proof? What evidence do you have to convince me?
Oh, shit, that's a really good question. Chemtrails?
It's a good deal.
No.
I have another surprise for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a medical expert here.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
She worked at St. Scrubs for 8 years under Bill Lawrence. Please welcome Sarah Chalk.
Yeah!
And she found out she was doing the show tonight. Was it tonight? Because you followed me on Twitter?
Well, thank God I follow at Dan Harmon on Twitter. Otherwise, I'd be like the douche who didn't show up tonight. I was reading his Twitter, and it was like, at Dan Harmon, at Largo, with at John Oliver, and at Justin Rowland, and at Sarah Chalk. And I was like, oh, I think that's me.
I apologize.
I mean, that's me. I get emails from Largo, which then confirmed that.
You are to be here tonight.
So
have you heard Justin's theories as a medical professional?
Well, that's not actually why he brought me here.
Voice on Rick and Morty.
I would have preferred the bona fide journalist introduction.
I'm even less a journalist than you are a doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, the devil's advocate to my
theory.
The
results of the interbreeding. I don't know if you've noticed.
Sarah,
you
play the mom on Rick and Morty. That's why you're really here. And John Oliver plays a guest in the...
Yeah. We're going to be showing two episodes. And John Oliver plays a wonderful character in the second one, the Christmas one, which you'll see tonight.
I really hope that when you press play, it's not an episode. It's just your face ranting more about aliens.
A really well thought, like I took the time to really write it out and make it clear. It's just my face with a glowing backlight.
Because you guys have no idea what to expect. Have you seen anything of Rick and Morty since you did your voice work in front of a microphone?
No, I haven't. I saw a couple of the animatics from early on, but I got, that's what it's called, right?
Animatics?
The animatics. That's how you pronounce it in Canada. But I got the part because I could burp on cue. Right, Justin?
You're very good. Very easy to direct. In fact, most of the time, no direction necessary at all. Just she shows up and, all right, that's it, we're done. You did a great job.
Is that because
cut it in and print, wrap.
Is that because you weren't listening to her? You were thinking about lizard people.
Yes.
That was good, Sarah. It's just I've got bigger issues right now. I need to live underground.
It's hard to multitask the direction of an actor while you're putting canned goods on a shelf and shotgun shells.
How easy. You guys all laugh and mock me, but I swear to God, when they fucking show up... And you guys are all going like, fuck.
Here's my beef, Justin.
Seriously,
when they show up, you said they've been here for a century.
They've been here for a century, yeah.
Now you're warning us about them arriving.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, they've been here for a century. Here's the thing. They cannot survive in our atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen.
They have for a century, by your own admission.
No, they can't.
Are they texting you?
They can't live on the surface of Earth, okay? They can't just walk around and skate around like we do and ride our bikes and shit. They can't do that. So what they've been doing is they've been interbreeding with our species for two reasons. One, because if they fucking, interbreed with our species, then they're going to have a connection to humanity, right? So when they do finally show up and go, oh, we've finally, after 100 years and some odd change, we've finally made a fucking version of hybrid us and you that can totally live and hang out on Earth without any trouble... Then the fucking...
I feel like a majority of us would then at that point go, well, you should have been upfront about it, but welcome. It's kind of our stock and trade is intermingling
happen.
Of DNA. That's what we've been up to this whole time.
And then that's going to happen, like he said, and then they're going to be like, oh, and here, by the way...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, fucking the people we made that are hybrids, they're telepathically connected with us, but, they're related to you, so you can't hate them, and here we go. And then all of a sudden, flash forward 100 years, we're all now telepathically connected with them, and now they're monitoring our dreams, and now they're recording every thought we have, because they're all fucking, we all have their DNA pumping through our blood, and then they enslave us, and take over the resources of the planet
Earth. This is getting so close to a racial purity argument. just need to substitute two words in any of that. And
I'm trying to warn you from this. Behind you. We as a human race need to stand up and fight these gray, almond-shaped-eyed alien people.
Who are sometimes disguised as regular almond-eyed people.
Right.
Like Tiger Woods or... Sometimes they just look like Holly Berry. Kind of foxy.
Listen, I'm not racist. I'm not racist, if that's what you're implying.
But if I were, it would go a little something like this.
But I honestly, like, you've seen Alien Nation with Mandy Patinkin and James Caan. Yeah. like that, you know, the idea, we're all prepared for that. The idea that based on our experience here on Earth, that what tends to happen.
Have you ever seen V?
Yeah,
and it's a lot more like V than Alien Nation, man. Because it's like, oh, they're cool, they're going to fucking help us out. And then they're going to be like, fucking blue, blue, blue.
Well, that's just because of the genre of TV.
Oh, shit, I mean, we're fucked now.
Sometimes things are like NYPD Blue. Sometimes things are like Barney Miller. It just depends if people are laughing, you know. It's the same show.
The guy that showed his ass on NYPD? Am I thinking
Justin,
of a different show?
Justin,
Dennis Franz. You guys all remember Dennis Franz showing his ass?
Justin, how much of this is based on actual evidence and not just paranoia?
I'm going to go ahead and tell you people in the audience that everything I just said is based on actual evidence. It's all 100% true. If you want to go home and fucking, you know, pretend like all I said was a bunch of dumb nonsense, then you know what? Go ahead and sleep fucking soundly at night tonight and for the next coming weeks. But I swear to God, when those aliens come and they start abducting your children and impregnating your daughters with half alien human
here we go, and this is where I get edgy.
And then they're there at Thanksgiving, and they got engine blocks on your lawn.
You're gonna be in real trouble then.
They're putting weird shit in your DVR. It's like you paid for that.
You're gonna call back up this episode of Harmontown. You're gonna put it back in your computer and you're gonna turn it up and put your little earbuds in and you're gonna go, holy shit, that fucking guy who we all laughed at, he was right. And now the planet is void of war. It's peaceful. There's no more nuclear weapons. But I swear to God, these fucking gray almond-eyed aliens, they're taking over. And they're enslaving the human race. We're going to be in servitude to them. You guys all like going to Blockbuster on the weekend and renting a movie?
It's shut down this week.
Exactly.
Literally this week.
That's my point. That's what the aliens are going to do.
My point.
The aliens are going to shut it down. The aliens are going to shut it down.
They can shut it down. The inevitable advance of technology.
That's what they want you to think. And cheese factories next.
Yeah.
And then...
I mean, do you remember when Twinkies went out of business?
Cheese factory.
Who brought it back? Probably the fucking descendants of those disgusting gray aliens with their almond eyes and they're merging
and they're
with
huge
humans
cocks.
And the huge, massive cocks. And also, they're really good at Monopoly. I mean, they will fucking...
It's a new stereotype.
That is a surefire sign.
Keep your eye on them. They're really good.
Monopoly,
they love Monopoly.
There's some guy there you don't know or girl, and they have sort of almond-shaped eyes, and they're just
Justin.
Killing.
Justin, just describe another shape of eye. There's almond eyes versus.
You know, I hear a lot of stories about the lizard men and all these other kind of aliens. No. There's just one alien that is here, that is present, that is currently living on this sphere that we call Earth. That's floating in the middle of space. That we are a bunch of fucking idiots bumping around into each other on. And those are the gray, almond-eyed shaped aliens.
Wait.
And they're fucking creepy. They're killing cattle. I mean, I could go on and on about
these
characters.
Well, that's just basic butchering.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to put up for
this? We do that. We barbecue them. They're delicious.
Are you going to put up for this?
It's a high-protein beef. Sarah, I think it's a little unfair to say.
Sarah Chalk, you've been kind of quiet. Are you either an alien or have you ever
seen... She does have beautiful almond-shaped eyes.
Easy, Justin.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
I saw Gravity this weekend, so I got...
Close enough.
I have seen that. I was brought here because I am... One of the obviously interpreted.
Well, let's have a dialogue between these guys. Let's finally.
Have you ever met one of us before?
No,
they seem kind of cool. They're nice.
I'm super duper scared, and I wouldn't move to Alaska if that's what you're asking me, because that's where most of the abductions and sexual organ transplants are taking place.
No, I just wanted you to tell Sarah Chalk everything you want to tell Sarah Chalk in the almond eyes and ask her a dialogue.
Will you tell these people that, like, it's all good if they want to come here and, you know, save us from ourselves and, you know, stop all the pollution and get rid of all these nuclear weapons, but can they just totally not enslave us as a race and then, like, kill us off and, you know, make this crazy, you know, we're just going to be lifting weights for them.
Why would we? Why would we come here?
So, she's got a really good point.
I mean, you know, we would have just stayed on our planet then, where we actually do run everything.
I can't believe you're winning me over with this, but
I mean, it is a compelling argument.
You know what, guys? Honestly, the really bad stuff won't happen. Right. Until after we're all dead anyways.
Right. So, and, like, don't you think, Sarah,
she's a representative of
the aliens, wouldn't you think, guys like me and Justin and John Oliver and Jeff and most of the people here in the Harmontown audience, we'd be kind of like, we'd have a pass, right? Like,
yeah, would you give us a pass?
Oh, yeah.
We get to hang out.
There's going to be like a, well, there
can we get like the PlayStation 4 real quick and early? And like the Xbox One.
Or like a Subway Black card.
Yeah.
$5 footlongs for life.
Is that a thing?
Totally. I don't have a lot of skills, actually, but the ones that I do have, there will be Rock Band. There will be Limbo, because that's one of the only things I can do.
I'm into that. I like that. Fantastic. That's a good thing.
I can write with my feet, so all of the writing will be with my feet. That's how you can tell I'm an alien, because I have finger toes. They're half the length of my feet.
You know, I gotta
tell
you. For you
guys.
I feel like Justin's paranoia was dispelled simply by a woman looking him in the eyes.
Which could be said about a lot of internet
from the almond eyes.
Sometimes you just need Sarah Chalk to stare at you for a moment. And you stop being...
Listen, if all the aliens, hybrid human grays, look like her, then fine.
That is literally a Nazi argument.
Literally
describing the Aryan super race.
Literally, though, the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, Justin.
Well, that's how they get a
football. If you said these things from a balcony and you were yelling, it's a whole different thing.
No, but that's why I wanted to be Beth and come on your show, because now, you know, as a result, you'll all be welcome in the little Canadian enclave that we live in.
That sounds nice. It sounds
really
French.
Nice.
You guys have no idea how fucked we are as a human race.
We're so figgledy fucked.
Sarah, you gotta look him in the eyes again. It's the only way to talk him off the edge. There you go. He's down.
It's
He's
the
fine.
Only. There should be a special window above the internet where there's just eye contact with a woman would solve every argument.
There's only one thing we can do.
It's the Canadian women, because the Canadians are very nice.
There's only one thing we can do to fight the aliens when they get here, and that's play this song on our iPads and iPhones.
And the sky is gray. And the sky is
gray. It should be said that none of this Kettle One is being drunk at this point. These bottles are all full.
And the aliens are coming.
Has that been 45 minutes? Or are we
not even close? We have another hour to go.
That doesn't even make sense.
We're at 8:39, Dan. We're at 8:39.
Is it safe to pour this ice into my?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's not
right.
Really ice.
John Oliver, I have some questions for you.
Let's talk to John. And
hello.
Okay.
Hey, do all American people sound like cowboys to you?
Look,
even if they're not cowboys, even if they're from New York?
There's a polite answer to that, and there's an honest answer.
I don't know which one I want.
Well, you have a cowboyish-esque...
A twang.
There's a hue. There's a verbal hue.
How do you do an American accent?
John, how good are you at regional, like, American accents? Like, let's start off. Let's start easy, because you work in New York a lot.
Yeah.
Let's do a good, like...
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. let me get a coffee.
Nobody tell him.
Let me get a coffee.
All right.
Let me get a coffee.
Hey, I'm talking to you, asshole. Hey, Kaczynski. Hey, I'm working on a case.
All right, now... Let's Let's move west.
That's the most British accent I've ever heard in my life. Hey, Kuchensky. Working on case,
I am. Hello, Governor. Kuchensky.
The case of the missing tea.
Oh, Governor. All right, let's
I was just Python would do sketches where they would talk like Americans. Yeah. They had to like really aim towards Texas.
Yeah.
In order to really nail it.
All right, so John, yeah, yeah, John, yeah. Let's go to Chicago. Give me some Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
How do they sound?
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'll give you a thing. Oh boy, the Bears are really doing real good tonight. That was horrible, but.
Oh, I sure love my Cubs.
Oh. That's good.
You're just doing Southampton.
Maybe catch the Blackhawks.
Ah, I like that.
All right, hey, Sarah, that's something interesting.
It's Sarah, a good old hockey game.
Sarah.
It's the best game you can name.
That guy.
Norm!
That guy needs to be on a card.
Sarah, where in Canada are you from?
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Okay, so give me like deep South America.
Deep South?
Yeah, like Southern Belt.
Can I give you like Deep North Canada or something?
No. Southern deep America. North. Southern America.
Y'all.
That's already better than anything
perfect,
I did.
Perfect.
Y'all.
All right, Dan, you do... Chinese.
But not like racist-y, just like really like earnest like be a Chinese person. Like don't and, make yeah. fun of them. Yeah. Be one.
Become a Chinese
Get
person.
Get out of the way of my tank.
Actually, you know what? Why am I doing that guy? I'm going to do the other guy.
Okay, yeah.
This tank is bad! I'm not even going to put down my bag!
We shouldn't be running over Americans!
Don't try to steer the tank around me! I'm the tank guy, the Tiananmen Square tank guy.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You guys didn't
catch that. Okay. I didn't even catch it.
I tried to avoid the obvious fucking racism trap you guys set for me.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Whatever happened to Tank Man?
Good.
Do you
Somebody
know? You work in journalism.
Really
Justin.
Yeah.
The Philippines are in the news. Give me some Philippines.
Boy, here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Philippines. But I'm going to do a guy who, like, lived on a mountain and was totally, in super rich and didn't get affected by the thing that happened. All right.
Oh, boy, Can I just jump in and give you... just give you an opportunity not to do this. Because there's a... You're facing a fork in the road. And you've turned one way. And I just want to... touch you on the shoulder and know that I did all I could.
I was going to make him really, like, sympathetic.
I don't know if you were going to make him as sympathetic as you were trying.
All right. Give me another race. Come on. Something that is...
Give me another race!
Just,
give me a race!
Justin.
Give me a race!
Justin.
Give me a race.
Justin Ronan, give me your best John Oliver impression.
Me? Hello, Governor. I'm John Oliver.
Now,
today we're going to be talking about a lot of... stuff. It's very Australian-y, isn't it?
I'm John Oliver, and I'm a bona fide journalist, and I have glasses.
There you go.
That's good.
The alien got it.
You could never do John Oliver justice.
I'm so much happier that you did that rather than your Philippine billionaire.
But can I tell you...
which, at the best of times, would have been misjudged. At what is technically the worst of times...
You have no idea what the rich Philippine guy would have said.
All right, Justin.
I can do French Canadian.
Let's hear some Quebecois.
I grew up all of my classes in French.
Really?
So, yes, all of my teachers were Quebecois.
Give me some.
Oh, Sarah, la gang, mais chuchoté la bouche jusque-là, la petite niaiserie de rien, toi. Mais ça, c'est quand? Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sarah and your clique, you got to shut your mouth because otherwise I'm going to give you time out for all of that one and that one and that one.
Would they hit you in that class? Would they, like, get their, like
Madame Mode Thompson had the fork, knife, and spoon mobile, and she would, if you were good in the class, you get to go and take the fork and you get to whack that one. But if not, you don't get to be the one to do that. She'd take the old big film canister and smack it on the desk, on your desk, and it scared the shit out of you.
It's a beautiful language.
It really is.
Almost as beautiful as German, which is where I went after school to Frau Kolbo.
What?
Sarah! I'm not mad at her. I'm just telling her that she can't be late anymore. And I'd be like, well, you look mad. You look
hey,
you look
Sarah,
really mad.
How come all the Canadian, what do you call them, provinces?
Provinces, we call them, yeah.
How come the lines are so much straighter than in America? isn't it older up there? Didn't we get there first?
Yes,
how
yes.
How come? Well, it's a laser straight up there.
It's much older.
Like, every place is Colorado.
Yeah, we are much...
Why do they call them provinces, too?
Well, also, Dan in the middle of Canada, it doesn't matter because it's all flat. It's exactly the same. Like, you can draw a line through
that. Oh, so it's easier to... Oh.
There's a lot of words that you may not, that don't translate, that like, provinces, that I didn't know until I got down here, like garburator and toque.
What?
And
toque.
Parkade and
seawall.
That
sounds racist. These are just your friends from high school.
Yeah. I had a pretty awesome
shit stick, forehead, fork knuckle, dick. Just dick.
Just dick, which
gloomy.
Is actually translates perfectly.
Garburator.
Garburator, that's a garbage disposal. And a parkade is a parking structure.
What is the equivalent
is
a... of
moving to Canada tomorrow?
Do you have alderman or ombudsman? What is the lowest level of political representative in Canada?
You have an ombudsman, okay. And then you have all the way up to...
Schmansman.
All the way up to Mr.
Ever heard of it?
All the way up to Mr. Ford.
Really, all the way up to the Canadian president.
Chirac
Shmomama. Everything's a one-for-one analog up there.
Sarah?
I
know it's not America's job to butt in... Or we make it our job to butt into other people's politics, but how do you feel about Toronto's mayor currently?
I mean, he has got a lot to eat at home.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite one, I think.
Oh, yeah. The eating pussy line is fucking good.
What? What's happening with Toronto's mayor?
He
smoking some crack.
He drives drunk.
Some
He
urinates in a schoolyard.
He poo-poos in the toilet.
This must be so exciting for your three primetime Canadian talk show hosts. late night. God damn it, I fucked up a joke.
It's okay.
The only one tonight.
Don't let it...
You guys have a Marion Barry, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Your Toronto mayor is, he's in trouble. Fuck.
He's in trouble. Yeah, it's nice. It lowers the bar for, you know, the rest of us Canadians to speak in public. Like, tonight, I just don't have to...
You don't have to smoke crack.
I don't have to smoke crack, and I just have to make sure I don't pee on anybody, and I'm good.
Public speaking's no problem.
You know what's funny about all this is that when the gray aliens show up, like, they don't give a fuck. They're going to, like,
Jesus
shit
Christ.
In their mouths. They're going to shit in
They're
your mouth.
They're going to shit in our mouth?
Yeah, yeah. And you're all laughing now, but when you're strapped down and your eyes are peeled open and they're bent over and shitting in your
Can
mouth.
Can you just honestly, like...
I think even the grey aliens with their different
about?
Moral code would recognize that Toronto's mayor has a serious drug problem and is not particularly fit for office or indeed sitting down.
Justin, how old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 33 years old.
33, because I don't
know. And every year I get closer to the inevitable death that we all will face. I want you all to fucking think about that tonight when you're going to sleep. We're all going to die. There's nothing you can do about it. And what the fuck happens after that? Go ahead. What was your question?
my question was this.
Anyway, sleep well, children.
My question was, I've heard it said that schizophrenia either comes on early or like around like late 30s.
I think
and 40
I might be out
old.
Of the window. I think I'm out of the window.
I think you might be like right in prime time schizophrenia. Like maybe you
I think
just
I'm
lost
totally
your fucking
in the window.
Mind, huh?
I'll tell you what. If this turns out to be that I'm actually in a padded cell in a straitjacket and I'm just talking to myself right now, then I'm totally schizophrenic. But if I'm really in front of a bunch of people with lights on me and Dan Harmon's right there and John Oliver and Sarah Chuck and you're there, then I'm not, I can't be schizophrenic if that's the case.
I'm not saying.
I'm not here.
Holy shit.
John Oliver died 4 years ago. Flanagan killed him.
Elvis Presley's right over there, right? I mean, right?
No, you're psychotic
I'm
if
psychotic,
you're in a
yes.
different place. If yeah. you're schizophrenic, you could just think that you're just that's just making extra connections.
I hear that if you're schizophrenic, you hear audible like hallucinations and you see shit and then like you want to kill people. Like there was this kid that used to go to the card shop that I used to go buy my comics at, and he was always there playing Magic and Pokemon cards with people, and then one week he just wasn't there, and the shop was kind of, you know, everyone was real quiet and it was sort of like depressing. And I asked the guy as I was checking out.
The exits are two to the left.
I, I asked the guy, I said, hey, where's Jimmy at? You know, he's usually here every week when I pull in and buy my comics. And he's like, yeah, he was schizo and he killed his fucking grandmother that he lived with. He fucking gouged her eyeballs out because she made him stop taking his meds.
That's so weird because I was convinced that story was going to end well.
It's a true story. Let me tell you about it. It's a true story. That's what happened. And I'll tell you the other thing. I still bought my comics. This is how I reacted to hearing that news. I swear to God, this is true. This
You're
is
like,
Minesco.
I'll take an extra issue of Watchmen.
Kind of. I was like, oh, wow, that's...
In that case...
See ya. That's what I did. I said, all right,
maybe
well...
I will give Amazing Spider-Man another try.
Spider-Man 2032, the future.
Oh, he's amazing now? $3, please.
Oh, my God. The girl he's fucking's got dark brown hair?
Oh, sold. I hated redheads.
I can't wait to see this fucking cartoon.
Yeah, are we? Are you guys ready?
Have we run up the goddamn meter? I mean... Have we driven this taxi cab around the block?
Perfect segue. Anyway, I think you have a clip.
Are you guys ready to see the world premiere issue of Rick and Morty?
From the mind of this man, which is now going to seem disappointingly conventional.
Let's thank Sarah Chalk, John Oliver, and Justin Roiland for coming up.
Enjoy two episodes of Rick and Morty. If you're listening in the podcast world, you're just going to have to tune into Adult Swim on December something.
December 2nd! December 2nd, and then like 7 days after that, you know? Like, I don't know.
As long as there's at least 500 people listening, Community premieres January 2nd.
February 2nd! Isn't it February?
No, it's January. Yeah.
Oh, it is? Oh, shit, I'm sorry, I fucked up.
I may have just doubled our numbers.
Sit down, everybody. A screening of Rick and Morty is coming right up.
Sit down,
Justin, you're done. Harm is going to make himself a drink.
Hey, do it.
All right. Stay close, everybody. The premiere is coming right up.